At least 30,000 mail-in votes counted after Election Day in Wisconsin. By John Binder on May 19, 2020. At least 30,000 mail-in votes were tallied after Election Day on April 7 in Wisconsin, according to voting records. Analysis by the Washington Post of voting records from 11 Wisconsin cities reveals that more than 10% of the votes cast were mail-in votes that were counted after Election Day. In Racine, alone, about 1 in 12 mail-in votes were tallied after Election Day. But in the end, tens of thousands of mail ballots that arrived after the April 7 presidential primaries and spring elections were counted by local officials. A review by the Washington Post has found the unexpected result of last-minute intervention by the U.S. Supreme Court. Emphasis it. In Milwaukee and Madison, more than 10% of all votes counted. Nearly 21,000 ballots arrived by mail after April 7, according to data provided by local election officials. Emphasis added. In all, the Post found that more than 30,000 votes arrived after Election Day in 11 cities where that information was available. More than 10% of all votes cast in those cities. In Brookfield, a western suburb of Milwaukee and conservative Waukesha County, the figure was closer to 15%. Emphasis added. The analysis found that in the cities of Milwaukee, Madison, Louisiana Cross, and Janesville, more than 70% of the votes cast were mail-in votes and more than 85% of the votes cast in Brookfield and Waukesha were mail-in votes. While most of Wisconsin's Election Day races were won with wide margins, President Trump's 2016 victory in the state was decided by less than 23,000 votes. Across Lake Michigan, state Democrats are looking to replace in-person voting with a mail-in voting system. As Breitbart News reported, despite allegedly having thousands of dead people on the state's voter rolls, recent data has not shown a compelling public health justification for mail-in voting. Wisconsin is one of the only states that held its primary election with in-person voting after the nation's coronavirus lockdowns began. About 52 of more than 400,000 people were confirmed to have contracted the virus after participating either as voters or poll workers, and none of those cases was fatal. Out of the 413,000 participants, that equals an infection rate below 0.02%. Just days later, South Korea held national elections which did not result in any new coronavirus cases. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.